When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite songs.
Welcome, listeners. I am Neil Hendrickser, and this is Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today, where I invite you to sit back and relax as I walk down memory lane to look briefly at some of the headline-grabbing news and listen to some of the popular chart-topping sounds from the not-too-distant past in Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today. But they're back again, just like a long-lost friend. Today, we look back at the year 1990.
Yesterday once more.
1990 heralded in a potentially peaceful decade with the total collapse of communism in Eastern Europe, the release of Nelson Mandela, and the start of the process of dismantling apartheid in South Africa, as well as the official announcement between the USA and the USSR that the Cold War was over. But new threats to world peace emerge, while in sport, Martina Navratilova shines at Wimbledon, and West Germany make a triumphant final appearance in the FIFA Football World Cup. First, here's Elton John, who scored big in 1990 with yet another in a long line of hits, Sacrifice.
Comes calling, and negative.
International headline. The tiny, oil-rich Middle Eastern state of Kuwait was invaded by Saddam Hussein's Iraq on the 2nd of August, a move immediately condemned by many world leaders, including the USA's George Bush. On August the 6th, the United Nations imposed an economic blockade on Iraq, preventing the export of oil and the import of any goods, followed the next day by Bush committing US soldiers to Saudi Arabia, who with Egypt had called for Iraq's withdrawal from Kuwait. Saddam responded by sending Iraqi troops to the Saudi border, making all-out war a virtual certainty, with Britain and other countries declaring they would send military support for the USA. In Europe, with reunification talks between the two countries' leaders having progressed since March, West and East Germany were reunited as the Federal Republic of Germany at midnight on the 2nd of October, after 45 years of being divided by the Berlin Wall. The constitution of the former West Germany was adopted by the new unified country. Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize on October the 15th, after his successful attempts at peace with the USA and his acceptance of the collapse of communism in Eastern Europe the previous year. With the continuing disintegration of the old Soviet Empire in 1990, bringing the formation and independence of Lithuania, Uzbekistan and the Russian Federation. In Romania, pro-democracy leader Iliescu replaced deposed dictator Ceausescu on the 28th of January, while amid fears of long-expected ethnic and religious differences causing problems in Yugoslavia, Slobodan Milosevic became president of the newly formed breakaway Serbia. In Poland, former dockyard worker and recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize in 1983, Lech Walesa, became the first freely elected president of the country for 50 years when his Solidarity Party swept to power on the 9th of December. Turning to Britain, after 11 years in office, Margaret Thatcher resigned as Prime Minister on the 22nd of November. Her opposition to the Economic and Monetary Union of Europe had caused a rift in the Conservative Party. Her resignation coming just days after Deputy Prime Minister Sir Geoffrey Howe had resigned, telling MPs Thatcher's attitude towards Europe posed serious problems for the future of Britain. Earlier in the year, in March, London had been rocked by anti-poll tax demonstrations, the unpopular law causing much discontent, with many hundreds of protesters being arrested. Thatcher was replaced by John Major. In November, Mary Robinson became the first female president of Ireland on the 9th, while Japan's new emperor Akihito was enthroned on the 12th.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, I said nothing can take away.
Irish singer Sinead O'Connor with another of 1990's top hits, Nothing Compares to You.
Stay a while and listen to this and that and listen. Super Story Song Shows on Springbok Radio.
A new era dawned in South Africa in 1990 with the unbanning of the ANC and the release of Nelson Mandela. At the opening of Parliament on the 2nd of February in Cape Town, President F.W. de Klerk announced the unbanning of the ANC and 33 other previously illegal organizations, the imminent release of political prisoners, and the lifting of media restrictions. The unexpected announcement was first greeted with disbelief, then with euphoria, resulting in convoys of cars and minibus taxis driving through the city centre with hooters blaring, draped in the colours of the ANC and the South African Communist Party. Senior ANC leaders held an emergency meeting in Stockholm, Sweden, with their then Foreign Affairs Secretary Thabo Mbeki confirming de Klerk's speech went a long way to meeting all the ANC's demands. Just over a week later, on the 11th of February, Nelson Mandela was unconditionally released, an event witnessed by millions of television viewers around the world and greeted rapturously by people throughout South Africa. In his speech from the City Hall in central Cape Town, attended by well in excess of 50,000 jubilant supporters, Mandela called on all South Africans, specifically including white citizens, to join in the shaping of a new South Africa. Mandela had joined the ANC in 1944 and with Oliver Tambo had set up the first black legal firm in South Africa in the 1950s. The government had banned the ANC in 1960, forcing Mandela into hiding as he became leader of Umkhonto weSizwe and launched a campaign of sabotage against the National Party government. He was jailed in 1962 before his conviction in the Rivonia trial and further imprisonment on Robben Island in 1964, where he stayed for 18 years until 1982. Thereafter being transferred to first the Paarlsmoor prison in Cape Town and then to the Victor Verster prison in Paarl, from where he was released a total of 27 years later, a free man. On May the 5th in Cape Town, the leaders of the ANC and the National Party, after years of bitter hostility, emerged from their first ever meeting at the historic Groote Schuur estate, confident of agreeing on and defining obstacles to formal negotiations. After a long struggle for independence, the Republic of Namibia was officially born on the 21st of March, when South African President de Klerk handed over power to new President Sam Nujoma, leader of the Southwest African People's Organization, SWAPO. In 1966, the United Nations declared that then Southwest Africa should be granted independence from South Africa, which the South African government refused to do. SWAPO had been formed about the same time as a guerrilla organization fighting for Namibia's independence, which was eventually granted in 1988, with the SWAPO government being elected in the country's first free elections in late 1989.
We'll be right back.
the inimitable Madonna with her 1990 hit, Vogue. Arts and entertainment. On July the 7th, on the eve of the 1990 Football World Cup final, the three tenors, José Carreras, Placido Domingo and Luciano Pavarotti, performed together for the first time in Rome, launching the trio's highly successful career on stage, radio and television. The concert marked the return of Carreras, born in Spain in 1946, from a successful battle against leukemia. Domingo was also born in Spain in 1941, but had been raised in Mexico, while Pavarotti, the oldest of the trio, was born in Italy in 1935. It was again a Van Gogh creation which broke the record for the world's most expensive painting, when on the 14th of May his portrait of Dr. Gachet was bought by an unnamed Japanese businessman for £49.5 million. Top films of the year included Ghost, Home Alone, Dances with Wolves starring Kevin Costner, and Pretty Woman starring Richard Gere and a young Julia Roberts. This song, a big 60s hit for the Righteous Brothers, after inclusion in the soundtrack of Ghost, again became a smash hit in 1990, the classic Unchained Melody.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch along lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. All you still more. Speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me. Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered, hungered for you.
Last to the entertainment industry in 1990 were Greta Garbo at the age of 85, who had made 27 films in 19 years before retiring to live the life of a recluse. Ava Gardner and Rex Harrison, Rat Pack member Sammy Davis Jr., writers Irving Wallace and Roald Dahl, and South African actor Richard Haynes. New in 1990. On April the 24th, the Hubble Space Telescope, which cost over $1.5 billion, was launched by the US Discovery. The telescope orbited Earth every 97 minutes and successfully observed the collision between the Shoemaker comet and Jupiter, proved the existence of black holes, and captured groundbreaking pictures of Mars. After initial problems with the mirror curvature, it proved a scientific success. And 1990 saw excitement lovers putting their lives on the line when bungee jumping, leaping from a great height at the end of an elastic line, became a new youth cult of extreme sport. When enthusiasts sensed the potential danger, their hearts beat faster, making sugar surge through their blood, causing a massive adrenaline rush.
Sport.
At the age of 33, Martina Navratilova won the Wimbledon women's singles title for a record 9th time, beating the USA's Zena Garrison in 2 sets. She had won her first Wimbledon title back in 1976. In football, in the last FIFA World Cup where Germany would appear as West Germany, the Germans took the trophy for the 3rd time in a disappointingly negative tournament, beating Argentina 1-0 in the final in Rome. And lost to the sporting world in 1990 were boxer Rocky Marciano and cricketer Len Hutton. Pressure on the limited resources of the world continued to grow in 1990 when the population of the world reached almost 6 billion people, double the world's population of only 30 years earlier in 1960 when it was officially recorded as just 3 billion.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio.
Thank you, listeners, for joining me for the last few minutes as I recall just some of the headline-grabbing news and listen to some of the popular songs from the year 1990. Join me, Neil Hendrickser, again next week when we'll travel a bit further down memory lane to the year 1991 in yesterday's tomorrow's today.
How I wondered where they'd gone. But they're back again, just like a long lost friend. All the songs I love so well. Every sha-la-la-la, every woe still shines.
Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today was produced by Neil Hendrickser and recorded at JRS Productions in Cape Town, South Africa.